a mess. It's safe to say that's how Senate Finance Chairman Roman Prezioso would describe not next year's budget, but this year's. You know, the one lawmakers passed almost a year ago. You see, on the final night of the legislative session, there were two bills that needed to pass, Senate Bill 344 and 345, in order to supplement the finances of some pretty important programs.
Public Defender Service, $12 million. Technology improvements, $3.3 million. Division of Human Services, Medical Services, that's Medicaid, $7.4 million.
Child Protective Services, foster care, funds needed at the Salem Correctional Center and the Regional Jail Authority. Without the passage of those two bills, those programs and more will go without needed funding for the rest of the year. During the legislative process, the House amended both 344 and 345, taking $7 million from a special legislative fund and using it to expand the Aged and Disabled Waiver Program for seniors. They then recouped that $7 million from the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Fund, which Prezioso says the Senate agreed not to do.
The agreement was that we would leave him $12 million to have that, you know, operating expenses. The Senate, you know, intends to live up to that agreement. Now, you got new leadership in the House, which probably wasn't in the meetings when all this happened. You know, you got a new finance chair, you got a new speaker, and you got an ongoing feud between the speaker and the attorney general. So the Senate's not going to get into that. We're just going to live up to the agreement of $12 million.
The second disagreement? Well, the House was using one-time money to expand a program for seniors, a worthy program, Prezioso adds, but expanding nonetheless with money they couldn't promise for next year. But the extended session, the 4 days the House and Senate come together to work on the budget bill, that extended session can only be used for the budget. These two supplemental appropriations bills are dead and gone, unless the governor calls a special session, which Prezioso says is more than likely. However, that's not the only bill that failed that greatly impacted the budget. In House Bill 4333, the so-called haircut bill, Governor Tomlin took $39 million from special lottery funds and placed them back in the general revenue budget, balancing fiscal year 2015, the budget year that begins in July. Compromises with the House lessened it to $20 million, and 4333 passed the Senate with 12 minutes left Saturday night. With little time for the delegates to take it up, the bill died. But that leaves a huge hole now for legislators to plug by cutting programs or raiding funds somewhere else. Without 4333, the Senate has proposed plugging that hole with money from the Rainy Day Fund. But that number keeps growing. The governor's proposed budget called for nearly $84 million from the fund. The Senate's $125 million. And revenue estimates from the budget office are expected to drop by more than $15 million today, making the rainy day share increase by that much more.
You get into the problem where the bond agencies came and told us, you know, we're under a warning right now. So if they start to see that money dwindle away, that's going to lower our bond ratings, and that's what we're trying to prevent. You know, we can get by this year, but next year there will be some shortfalls too, as you can tell. The way we're putting this budget together, that the 2016 budget is going to be even more critical than the 2015 budget. And then if we have to continue to go into rainy day funds, we're going to be in deep trouble with our bond rating.
Last year, on the Monday after the final day of the regular session, Senator Prezioso and I sat down and he explained the entire budget, minus the small compromises the House and Senate would have to make. This time, he says, he's not sure. There are things that have to happen before he can determine how the budget can be balanced.
So we got to determine if we truly want to go in with those three pieces of legislation to move forward on the budget or not.
The alternative? Deeper cuts to programs and taking more money from the Rainy Day Fund, both things the senator says he wants to avoid. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.